Good morning. All right, can you hear me? This beautiful music. I just want to sit down and do and meditate. That's surely the presence. Well, we know the presence of the Lord is in this room because who's the Lord? Right, you are. It's in you. Let's take a deep breath in. Prepare our minds and our hearts to receive and to give in this beautiful, beautiful chapel. And this love and this light. We are spiritual beings, first and foremost, in this glorious human experience that we have been given as a gift, this life, this love, this peace. Breathe with me again. Take that deep breath. Take it all in. This is our moment. Right here, right now. We're grateful for this service. We're grateful for this chapel, for the lights. We give appreciation to all that we have been blessed with, the technology, the words that will be spoken here today, and the music that will soothe our souls. So Holy Spirit, we give you thanks right here, right now, open heart, open mind. And for all these things we say, amen. It is so and so it is. We're claiming it right here, right now. Yes, bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, new faces today. Yay! My name is Jackie Compton. I'm going to be reading the daily word for today. The word for today is let go, let God. I bravely release outworn behaviors and embrace my bright, brilliant future. Holding on to what no longer serves me because it is familiar and I've grown accustomed to it may stall my growth. I evolve much more quickly when I trust my guidance and release old patterns and behaviors. In my heart, I know that when I move away from a dysfunctional relationship, a negative attitude, or unhealthy way of living, I move towards something greater: peace, safety, harmony, freedom, and fulfillment. I let go of anxiety or fear and open myself to happiness and security. I breathe in freedom. My heart becomes buoyant and my steps lighter. I set my intention today to release anything I have been fearful of letting go so that I can confidently move forward, open to infinite good. And from Matthew 18:18, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Morning. Okay, now that I'm up here for the right time. All right, let's affirm our vision statement together. Ready? Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement together? Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And our unity affirmation that is spoken in unity churches and centers all around the world. If you want to take a deep breath in, together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good, omnipotent. And our youth blessing, we just come, let the children in our lives come to our mind and our children at heart within each and every one of us. So let's rub our hands together, get the energy flowing, and bless our children together. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. So today is our annual membership meeting, immediately after service. Everyone is invited to attend the annual meeting. It is a time to celebrate the past and to elect new members to the board. So please plan on joining us. Spring class coming to Zoom. The Christ class, facilitated by Vernetta Holmes. Tuesday night, 6 to 8, is going to be on Zoom. And you can read the information there. If you have any questions, talk to Vernetta. Unity 101, in-house only, Lessons in Truth. There's 5 Sundays. Continues March 12th, 26th, April 23rd, and April 30th. And Jackie will be facilitating in person a book study on the Unity book, A Quest for Truth by Eric Butterworth. These classes will be in person at Unity St. Louis South, Thursdays, and you can see the exact dates in the green flyer. There are more classes and book studies on the yellow flyer as well. So Be involved.
Forgive me. Boy, we're just so busy this week. But now I'm going to bring myself inward and settle into this moment. Because that's what my lesson is all about this morning. It's all about the journey. You know, we're all on a journey. But half the time we miss things. We miss it because we're so busy trying to get that item, trying to get that promotion, trying to whatever it is that you think you are the one that has to bring into manifestation. You know, when we forget our source, the substance of all things, boy, the journey becomes a little rough, doesn't it? I always tell people, oh, the years are just flying by. They're not flying by. I need to take time to relax and enjoy the things that are happening right now. So I want to give you a quote by Meister Eckhart. And he wrote, "There is a journey you must take. It is a journey without destination. There's no map. Your soul will lead you, and you can take nothing with you." So the tendency, that's the end of the quote, the tendency is to focus on how we come into this world, what happened to us, what happened in our youth, and then we jump right into how is the end road, or like the movie, the end game, how is the end game going to be? We don't take time to enjoy the things that are gifts that are given to us along the way. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, our way shower, he gave us these words in Matthew 6:19 and 21. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor dust nor thieves break in and steal. For the treasures you lay up in heaven are where your heart is. I think I skipped a verse in there. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For your treasure is there, and there will your heart be also. So what is this about? We spend an entire lifetime seeking satisfaction where? Out here, out in the outer. We're so busy. Oh, I got, my lesson just hit me, didn't it? We're so busy till we don't take time to actually experience what it is we're moving about in. I want to kind of talk a little bit about this. For us, heaven is, we think of it as the realm of divine ideas. The revealing word says, heaven is the Christ consciousness. Same thing, that's where we want our treasures to be, the things that are of spirit. It also says that the realm of divine mind, or the state of consciousness, and this is a part I like, with harmony with the thoughts of God. What are some of the thoughts of God? Well, love one another. Peace. We're told the peace has been left with us. Do you take time to enjoy it, to feel it, to know it? Wisdom. We have the wisdom of King Solomon. He had the wisdom from deep within, and that's in you too. What are we doing with it? Are we enjoying it? Are we using it? Are we tapping into it? I like to think of Jesus as our way shower, as our big brother, as our lead, as our guide. He has shown us that we can live this life and live it to the fullest. We can reap the benefit of our seeds that we're sowing. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. We live and we move and we have our being where? In spirit. All is available to us, but you know, we have to do the work, don't we? Oh, shucks, Vernetta, you would mention doing the work. But it's important to turn within daily. It's important to get to know from where your strength and your power lies. It's important to open your mind and your heart. Don't just listen to the news stories and say, oh, gloom and doom is happening. Because in you is something greater than all that. In you is something that will move you through these experiences. In you is that light, and that light is that divinity, that spark, that Christ nature. But we have to surrender. We have to get in harmony with it. We have to go with that flow. We have to begin to view life not as something that we have to fix or change or do something about, but letting go and opening up and letting Spirit be our guide. You have all that in you. I don't know what anyone out here is going through at the moment, but you have in you to be an overcomer. We're in the season of Lent. Lent is it's a time of learning, a time of opening, a time of the word Lent is an Anglo-Saxon word for lengthen. We're lengthening our consciousness. We're strengthening our minds. We're taking this 40 days to set into motion a new practice of trusting what is in us. You know, trust is a big word. It's a big word. So, okay, I guess you're wondering, okay, now where is this going? It's all about the journey. It's all about how you move through this process called human existence without rushing to the end. You know, when we're always thinking about when we're always thinking about, I'll just use a word, when we're always thinking about death, we think of it as a finality, right? It's not. It's just the opening and closing of another door. The thing is, we miss so much focusing on that till we miss what has been prepared for us before the foundation of the world. When I was thinking about this lesson, when I was thinking about the journey, I was thinking about all that we have in us that help us move along enjoying life. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, identified 12 powers within us. There are 12 energies, which when activated, the journey becomes a wonderful adventure. I'm just going to name a few and how we go about tying them in to the pleasure of walking down this path called earthly existence. First, I'm not going to name them all because you've been through all the 12 powers. Some of you may not have been through all the 12 powers. That's another lesson, another class, and we will do it. And you can tap me on the shoulder and say, I want to learn more about that. We have books on it. But I want to just kind of walk you through a little bit, because this is something I've used that's helped me see each day and live in the now. We want to live right now, this moment right now. Who is thinking about what they're doing tomorrow? Oh, there's got to be one out there. We want to live and enjoy each moment that we have right now. That's how those days slow down. We stop and we breathe and we take time to know our inner workings. So what are the things that help us on this journey? If it's all about the journey, what are some of the things that support us and lift us up? Well, for one thing, the greatest thing, faith. Faith. Faith is spiritual assurance. It's a quality that allows us to look past appearances. You know, Faith lets us take hold of a divine idea and believe it even when we do not see the evidence of it at that moment. That's holding on in faith. We have faith in God, don't we? We have faith that God is in us and moving and stirring us into action. Strength is another one we take with us down this road, this journey. Strength. You know, strength is not merely going out and exercising in the gym, building up that physical muscle. Strength is also building up that spiritual muscle that's within you. It's our ability to stand and say, that's not the truth. It's our ability to weather the storm. In the material I read, it says that non-resistance is the highest expression of strength. Because when you resist, you block your good. It doesn't mean to be passive and just sit. They used to say, wait on God. You just sit and sit and sit. And as a child, I used to think, what? Why am I waiting on to happen? I missed that opportunity to feel that activity stirring me into action. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about the journey. Catching those opportunities to be that expression of God. What's the greatest one of all? Jesus told us, love. It's the power that binds all this together in this universe. Love is harmonizing. Wherever there is discord, then there is a perceived, because love is always there. There's a perceived thought of love not being in the mix. Love is constructive. Love is spiritual. Love is total. It's full. It's complete. It's unconditional acceptance of everyone and everything. Don't you want to express that so that when you go out beyond these doors, everyone feels there's something special happening in there? I'm going to go get some of that. Unconditional love. And then understanding and will. Knowing the truth and walking the path. Letting go is this year's theme for Lent season. So we need to be willing to joyfully do the things of spirit, to let go of anything that's not going to support our highest good. The highest expression of will is willingness. Conscious consent to the will of God. You know, when I was young, well, I'm still young, but when I was numerically, I used to think, oh, the will of God, I'll wait till I get old to do that because I want to have some fun. Anybody else think like that? I didn't know that the will of God for us is good. But we have work that we have to do to recognize it. It's all about the journey. If we have to open our eyes and see that as we take a step, the light lights our path. Nothing is set in concrete and prayer. We have the ability to choose. You have to choose to walk this path of light. Zeal. Oh, wow. We have zeal, right? Yeah, we have volunteers all over the place in here. we're zealous about what we do here at Unity Church of Light, letting our hearts flow and feel and support one another. Oops, that's part of my talk this afternoon, so forget you heard that part, but... Or if you're out there listening to this, come to the meeting. But you know, don't you feel the joy in your heart when you come in and serve? And serving is not only doing something physical, but it's holding the consciousness of the Christ for the church is serving. So don't think if you're not doing snacks or whatever that you're not serving. Everyone is serving when you come in this door and you share with us your light. And I love this one, life. Life. Charles Fillmore said, life is the faculty of movement, vitality, wholeness, creativity. That's what we are, isn't it? We're life. We're the life of the Christ. We're the life that shines out into the world as we go about our daily activities. If you take nothing else from this talk this morning, just remember this. It's not about the destination or achieving a certain status in life or gathering up all this stuff. It's what you do along the way, how you express the Christ that is within you along the way. If you're around, I'm inviting you to join us the second week of March when I'll be back, because we're going to talk about bumps along the journey. You know, we run into roadblocks sometimes, don't we? We run into things that try to make us forget who we are spiritually. We run into things that try to tell us that we can't achieve, that we can't be the best version of ourselves that we can be. But guess what? They're just bumps in the road. That's all that is. So let's turn within. Let's take time. Right here tonight, I want you to begin your journey. If you haven't started working during this fertile season of Lent, I want you to begin right now. And we're going to begin. First, we're going to affirm the Lord's Prayer. Then we're going to go into meditation, because you need to connect. If you're feeling like there's something not there, you need to take some time. Touch your inner self. Let's affirm the Lord's Prayer as we go into meditation together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from it. For thine is the kingdom and the power forever. Amen.